time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Lamar Jackson met with the media following the Ravens' season-ending loss in Buffalo.
Lamar, you've been with Mark Andrews a long time.
Yeah.
What do you say to him after that commercial?
We're a team. First half, I had two costly turnovers. Me not holding the safety, me just knowing the coverage, me knowing it was man, threw a BS interception. It was 7-7 at the time. I believe they scored after that. Battle back. Fumble, snap, trying to make something happen. You know, couldn't throw. It was like a RPO play, so I couldn't really throw the ball to likely. You know, the offensive line was down the field, so I was trying to make something happen. Tried to squeeze the ball, slipped out my hand. Von Miller picked it up, got some yards. I think that led to points for them. So it's a team effort out there. You know, he's been busting his behind, he's making plays happen out there on that field for us. Came up short, and like I've been saying all season, every time we're in situations like this, turnovers play a factor. Penalties play a factor. Tonight, it's a turnover. You can't have that shit, you know? And that's why we lost the game, because as you can see, we're moving the ball wonderfully. It's hold on to the ball. I'm sorry for my language, but it's annoying. I'm tired of it.
You go through the whole regular season, and you're one of the best quarterbacks at preventing turnovers. Mm-hmm. Low picks, not been that many fumbles this year. And obviously last week, a great game in that regard as well. Is there something different about today, or is it just how things roll?
I mean, that's just how things roll. Like I said, I seen it with man coverage. I just didn't get my eyes on the safety. If I got my eyes on the safety, it wouldn't have been no interception tonight, you know? But going back to the fumble, I still got to hold on to the ball. When bad snap, hold on to the ball, just go down. You know, it's a playoff game. I mean, knowing that, split second, I'm just trying to make something happen, you know? But just go down.
As a whole, what do you take now from this season, this instance, this game, moving into next season, change?
Protect the ball. I like protect the ball. We were driving the ball. Like I said, we were driving the ball smooth all game. I don't even think we punted tonight. It was the three turnovers got us off the field. So we protect the ball. We're not even having these conversations. You guys don't even have those type of questions for me, you know? We got to do a better job at protecting that ball, and we'll be on the right track.
What about the possession where you guys got down to Buffalo?
You did that. Trying to make something happen. We caught like a man beater and it was in zone, so couldn't force nothing, just protect the ball. I feel like we did a great job in that situation. Tuck got us 3 points right there.
The exchange between you and Josh after the game, can you share with us what that exchange was?
Exchange with Josh.
When Josh came.
Oh, Josh Allen. Yeah. Oh, yeah, man, just, you know, we competing. We competing. Don't get me wrong, but hats off to him. Hats off to me. That's what he said to me. You know, great players, you know, recognize greatness. And we both recognize each other, you know. But I told him, man, go get something. Go win something, man, you know. MVP, Super Bowl, do something. I want him to be successful, you know.
Lamar, did you talk to Mark after the game? I know you guys are really close.
Yeah, I talked to him on the sideline, but I'm just as hurt as Mark. You know, it's his fault. Like, all of us played a factor in that game. You know, it's a team effort. I'm not gonna put that on Mark, bro. Because he's been battling all season. He's been doing all the great things he's been doing all season. It don't always go our way. We want it to, but at the wrong time, it's like it's not going our way. We need to figure that out, you know.
Lamar, what more do you know?
Focused and locked in, you always are trying to get to that Super Bowl.
Yeah.
How difficult is it at this moment to know it's going to be another year before you can begin a pursuit for that again?
Man, I just got to get over this, you know. Because we right there. I'm tired of being right there. We need to punch in. We need to punch in that. We need to punch in that ticket. But bro, we gotta get right off season, man. Get right off season.
Mark, what do you feel like you need to do to avoid those things? I know simple as holding on to the ball, like you said, but what do you feel like you need to do to take that, and what you guys need to do to take that next step?
I mean, I don't even know how you want me to answer that question, man. Like, you basically said it, I said it, protect the ball. We're not having this convo. You're not asking that question, you know, because we protect the ball, we still on the field. Now, I believe we driving the ball down the field and we pump points. I don't care if it's a field goal or a touchdown. And it was three opportunities that those guys had on their defense that they made for their team to win. We didn't do what we were supposed to do, protecting the ball. That's the number one priority. We didn't do it. Especially me, I'm the leader. I got to protect the ball, you know? So I'm hot.
Two more.
Outside of protecting the ball, was there anything you saw different from, obviously, earlier in the season when we played the Bills? Was there anything you missed that you saw that was a different player tonight?
Nah. They had different players on the field, but not really. They didn't do anything spectacular.
More with the obviously, the locker room's going to be different. There's going to be different guys. But
yeah.
What do you see as the potential going forward with this team?
Man, guys who was here, hats off to all the guys, man. Our unit, man. The players who was all on the journey together, man. Because some pieces was added to the team late, you know. Guys stepped up, stepped in. Guys went down. Guys came in and helped us be in this situation. Unfortunately, some of the guys won't be here next year. But hopefully the guys who are returning had that steam from this game, you know, to enter next season.
All right, thanks, Lamar.
Appreciate y'all.